Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for January 2022, with an opening address from the Provincial Grand Master. As we approach the end of yet another year, to which many will bid good riddance, I'm taking a more optimistic view of the future. I'm reminded of the words of American singer-songwriter Nina Simone, which the editor has included in the header in this edition of In Touch Online. It is a new dawn, it is a new day, and yes, it is a new life for you and me, and I'm feeling good. To which I would add the question, are you? My first opportunity to write for Across the Plain, the first newsletter was published in 2016, was for the winter edition of 2014. This followed my appointment as your provincial Grand Master, and allowed me the opportunity to set out what I believed were the important issues facing Wiltshire Freemasonry. I took the opportunity recently to look back on my comments and share them with you today. We must embrace change. We have begun a new chapter in the history of our province. It has been said that change is the law of life. Freemasonry competes in a fast-changing social arena for retaining and attracting its members. It's therefore imperative that we ensure we create a pleasant environment in which our members can enjoy their Freemasonry. We need to build structures. Having spent a lifetime in business, I recognise the need to build structures which support our objectives and provide the highest standard of delivery to our membership. We must be relevant. Our objective is to make Freemasonry relevant, acceptable and accessible, and to ensure the well-being and enjoyment of our membership. The province will be very proactive, showcasing Freemasonry in Wiltshire and building on the spirit of openness and transparency. We must value the family. Family is as important in Freemasonry as it is in well-organised society. It forms and underpins our understanding of the society of which we are a part. We must prize what we have. We are reminded that Freemasonry possesses many great and invaluable privileges, none more so than the traditions which have served us so well over so many years. Heritage is to be prized, not scorned, as often it is that seemingly archaic aspect of our fraternity, which is the fulcrum on which the Freemason depends for support. I am persuaded of the need to be open and transparent, but not at the expense of what can be described as the distinctive characteristics of Freemasonry. We must communicate. In a world where the smartphone, tablet and laptop rule, it must follow that Freemasonry adapts to the popular means of communication. Social media sites, despite the inherent problems they have experienced, are still the preferred method of exchanging information amongst a large group within society, Freemasons included. I remain absolutely of the view these 6 points are just as important today as they were 7 years ago. I wish you well as we enter 2022, determined to make sure that Wiltshire Freemasons enjoy a very happy new year. And from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master, this really is an exciting time to be involved in Wiltshire Freemasonry, with lots of new opportunities to promote and support our fraternity as we enter a new year. For me, the opportunities are exciting and daunting in equal measure, but with your assistance, I'm confident that during the coming year, we will be prepared to seize every opportunity which comes our way. The Provincial Grand Master has spoken at length about the need to provide support to mentors, membership officers, and the many brethren who are taking on the duties and responsibilities of a lodge officer. I'm really pleased to confirm that Steve Lee and his learning and development team, working with the membership officer and the mentor, are putting in place a programme of support. Subject to COVID rules, yes, we do need to be aware of any restrictions placed on us by the rules. The teams will be inviting brethren to participate either in person or online with a training course. Please do your very best to attend a course when offered the opportunity. The Wiltshire 2028 Festival Committee has already met on a number of occasions to discuss plans for the event. For some of our new brethren, the concept of festival might require a little explanation. I'm delighted to report that we have that covered. The communication team is putting together a short presentation which not only explains what a festival is, but also why we have them and what we hope to achieve from them. I can confirm that the UGLE and the Masonic Charitable Foundation have approved the design of the festival jewel, and I'm told they have even been struck by Toy Kenning. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to wear mine. New and younger Freemasons are an important part of the Wiltshire Masonic family, During the past 2 years, we have welcomed many initiates into lodges across the province. I know that some of them have featured in the two Christmas videos produced by the media team, and it really was quite special to witness their keen support of the province at Trowbridge in October. This coming year will see some changes which will reflect the importance we attach to new and younger brethren, while at the same time recognising the sovereignty of the lodge. Incidentally, I do hope you enjoyed the winter 2021 edition of Across the Plain as much as I did. I know that there were some issues with the size of the magazine, and some brethren had issues in downloading the file. Rest assured, the communication team has taken on board the very positive comments and will make sure that future editions of the newsletter have a file size which can be downloaded by everyone. Incidentally, I do hope brethren will view or listen to the newsletter online. I must admit, I do enjoy listening to Andrew Hargreaves of Vaston Lodge as he narrates the newsletter. One of the most easy-to-see changes for 2022 is a new colour scheme for InTouch Online and the use of a slightly larger, easy-to-read font size. I hope you like both features and that they will contribute to your enjoyment of the newsletter. I wish you all a very happy new year and look forward to seeing you in 2022. And from the Assistant Provincial Grand Master. You would have imagined that having been the Provincial Grand Secretary for 4 years, I might have a clear insight into the role and duties of the Assistant Provincial Grand Master. You would have been wrong. Sometimes it is possible to be so wrapped up in your own job that you simply do not have time to take a close interest in the tasks performed by your colleagues. Working at close range with the Provincial Grand Master, his deputy and the assistant, you do get a sense of their work, and to appreciate the level of commitment to Freemasonry which is unseen by many in the province. But you can't really claim to know what it is they actually do beyond dealing with an ever-increasing pile of paperwork, attending business and lodge meetings, presenting certificates, etc. I suppose the easiest way to describe the difference between being the Provincial Secretary and the Assistant Provincial Grand Master is by thinking of the former role being about process and administration, while the latter is much more about being out and about and ceremonial. It is also the case that your mindset has to change from being a backroom person to being a visible face of the province. What I can say is that I'm really enjoying the opportunity to be out and about, visiting lodges and meeting people, and I have been made to feel very welcome wherever I have visited. The Provincial Grand Master did tell me that I must always be careful to listen to the Provincial Director of Ceremonies when presiding at an installation. Having undertaken a small number of installations, I'm able to appreciate just how good that advice was. All I can say is that when you reach the west of the lodge and turn to face the newly installed master, your mouth goes strangely dry, you feel slightly vulnerable, and your memory fades. Thank goodness for the most important prompt of the evening, and so you begin. Worshipful Master. And believe me, there is a feeling of relief when you finish and are escorted back to your seat in the northeast part of the lodge. It's also very special to be involved in the management of the province in quite a different way to that of my previous role of secretary. Wiltshire is very fortunate in that the Provincial Grand Master operates in a very collegiate manner, seeking opinions from various sources and taking advice from his executive team. As an advisor, your only expectation is that something you say might influence a decision, whereas being a member of the executive allows you to become a decision maker with the huge responsibility that goes with the job. After 2 months, I can honestly say that I am privileged and honoured to occupy the office of Assistant Provincial Grand Master, and I am looking forward to visiting lodges across the province, meeting brethren, and enjoying the camaraderie that is so unique to Freemasonry. Talking of which, I would like to remind all provincial officers that the annual dinner for active officers of the current year, and for those appointed in 2019, plus visiting officers and members of the membership, mentoring, learning and development, and communication teams, is being held on Saturday the 5th of February in Devizes. This is the Plus Partners event, so please book with Foster-Telford at outlook.com. Freemasons from Wiltshire Lodge of Fidelity have been assisting as marshals and supporting the team at the Melksham Vaccination Centre. Well done. And you can see them in the online version of this newsletter looking good in their new regalia of Dayglow Orange High Viz, complete with the square and compasses. Open to the Skies is a great opportunity to enjoy a picnic in the magnificent grounds of Bowood House and Gardens while listening to the world-renowned Central Band of the Royal Air Force and at the same time help support the work of some fantastic charities. A perfect combination. The event takes place on Sunday the 24th of July at 6 p.m. For tickets, visit opentotheskies.co.uk. Thank you for listening.